Deacon Gavin shall come. At this time, I don't ever check with the ministers as to what they're going to preach or where they're preaching from. From this pulpit behind this rostrum, we preach grace. And as Paul gave instructions to Timothy, sound words from this message. We preach no other doctrine. That is the commandment. Let us this time receive a messenger, Deacon Howard Gavin, with the message, the gospel of the grace of God. A very hearty amen.
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 Yes. Hallelujah. How we praise God. How we praise God. It's almost like somebody purposely put that song for the Somebody Kim. Only a sinner saved by grace. So dear, the Lord has made it so dear to me. So much so that I would like for it to be sung at my home going of those that overlive me. Amen. Indeed. I mean it. Hallelujah. Let us pray and ask God's blessing. Now, dear and eternal and all blessed God, who is our Father, Lord, we thank you again for this gathering this morning. We thank you, Lord God, and it's a great gathering, Lord, because it's your people that you have caused to be here to hear your word. Oh, God, it's so great. We certainly praise and thank you, Lord, for each listening ear and those abroad, oh, God, that listen in by way of the webcast. Oh, Lord, we pray, God, that your word will come forth in clarity and illumination and light, Lord, unto the hearts and minds and spirits of your people, oh, God, to foster even more reverence, respect, and appreciation in all of us. God, bless your word. Bless your servant. Bless your people, Lord God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Saints of God, we certainly praise the Lord that this is now a worldwide ministry. And this truth is going out throughout the globe. Amen. We can't go by what we see. The Lord has indeed blessed us that this truth is indeed reaching to the farthest extents of the earth. That's God's doing. That's God's doing. One might look around and say, well, how can we? We can't, but God can. Won't you turn with me to the book of Ephesians? And you'll see again why that song was so appropriate. The book of Ephesians, the second chapter, Ella Nickerson is our designated reader. And we want to take chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 as a context. And we're going to read it from the King James Version. And I am cognizant of the grammar. And I will settle on verses 5, primarily, 6, 7, 8, and 9, with less comment coming from verses 5, 6, and 7, but primarily verses 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2. Beginning verse 1 through 10, King James Version. Elder, would you please read? If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Elder, begin reading at verse 1.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Now, most of you all's Bible Most of us have the King James Version. And if you have a King James Version, you will see something different about the third, fourth, and fifth word of the second chapter. Hath he quickened? It's different type. It's in italics. So it is not in the original writings. And that verse more reads, and you who were dead in trespasses and sins. Read, Ella, verse 2.
Wherein in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world.
All right, now Paul is speaking predominantly to Gentiles here, and he's given a surveillance of our lot in time past in manifestation, how we walked, how we behaved. Wherein in time past ye walked according to what?
This world.
The course of this world. Now that word walked is in what we call the aorist indicative. Our walk was ordained of God. Just like our course, or the course that is laid out for us and assigned to us in the created entity of time, is according to God. Our walk, our manner of life, it was decreed of God in eternity. All right, read, Ella. We walked according to what?
The course of this world.
Mm-hmm.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
You know who that is, Satan. Mm-hmm.
The spirit that now worketh.
That now worketh where?
In the children of disobedience.
The children of disobedience. That God assigned us a like or similar earthly manifested life as those that are not his elect, according to the flesh. All right, verse 3.
Among whom also
mm-hmm.
We all had our conversation.
Our conversation or our manner of life. That was also a sign unto us. It's an aorist indicative with the passive voice. That was a sign to us of God in manifestation in the created entity of time. Mm-hmm.
In times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh,
uh-huh,
and of the mind,
uh-huh,
and were by nature.
We were by nature a depraved and sinful nature. What?
The children of wrath,
uh-huh,
even as others.
Even as others in manifestation. According to our decreed walk in time, in the created entity of time, in the flesh, as God had placed us in bodies of flesh, we were similar in our walk and in our doing and our going,
yes,
like those that didn't belong to the Lord. Amen. But what?
But God.
Verse 4. But God,
who is rich in mercy,
mm-hmm,
for his great love,
yes,
wherewith he loved us.
He loved us. He loved us. The same sphere, eternity, that he assigned a walk, a course like unto the non-elect or the non-chosen or those that were not his,
yes,
is the same sphere. And by the same decree that he loved us. Glory to God. So as we were talking about in the Sunday school, in the one decree of God, we were saved and placed eternally in the body of Christ, and by that same decree, we were decreed sinners, but in time, in the created entity of time, as we were manifested or decreed manifested in the flesh by one decree.
Yes.
Read on, Elder. Verse 5.
Even when we were dead in sins.
Oh, my God. We were a pitiful lot. We were dead in sins. Uh-huh.
that quicken us together with Christ.
It quickened us in that same decree, all out of one decree. Hallelujah. But we would be manifested sinners like the rest of the world, the children of the disobedience. But we belong to the Lord. He loved us.
Amen.
And what else, Elder, in that verse?
By grace.
By grace.
Ye are saved.
By grace ye are having been saved. That's what we call the perfect tense and the passive voice.
Amen.
The passive voice means that you had nothing to do with it. The perfect tense means it was actualized in eternity, with the results of it coming right on down with us right now.
Amen.
Perfect passive, actualized in eternity, manifested in time. And the passive voice tell us, it holler at us, it yells to us, we had nothing to do with it. It was all God's doing. All right, read, Ella.
6. And hath raised us up together and made us...
The raising us up and made us what?
Sit together.
The sitting or placing us together, what?
In heavenly places.
That would be in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. All this, like our salvation and all the other blessings, the love, are already completed. They were completed in eternity. Matter of fact, saints, nothing is being created or anew in time. Only in manifestation. Everything that is, everything regarding us that is, our eternal salvation, our eternal glorification, amen, our eternal justification, it is already finished. We don't come here and get saved. We came here saved.
Man.
We were saved in eternity. None of the saints of God, we don't get saved. I said in Sunday school one time, I led with this, scripturally directed, of course. We are saved, but we didn't get saved.
Man.
Saints of God don't get saved. We were saved.
Man.
In eternity, we were placed in the body of Christ,
yes,
where we now abide, actually, and that word actually, that mean, or actualization,
amen,
that means that which really is, that which is real by God's decree, actualization. Manifestation means what God shows all creation and us in time, in the created entity of time. Actualization, what really is by God saying it in eternity. Manifestation is what God shows us in all creation that he has done in time. He showed it to us in time. That's manifestation. Read on, Ella. Verse 7.
That in the ages to come,
and in ages to come,
he might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
He might show, having shown. Nothing is popping up. Everything is already taken care of. It's as though, as I said in the Bible class, amen, his purpose. It is though a crude example would be, we go and sit in a movie to see the movie. We don't go to make the movie. We go to view the movie and to view what already has been made, has been done.
Amen.
This is where we sit, amen, in Christ, in manifestation, in time. We are witnessing, we are viewing what the Lord has already done.
Amen.
He's showing it to all creation.
Amen.
His work,
amen,
his workings. Hallelujah. Manifestation. What else, Elder? What else?
See the riches of his grace,
mm-hmm,
in his kindness.
Kindness. These words are to us. Kindness. What?
Towards us.
Toward us. That's reassuring.
Mm-hmm. Through Christ Jesus.
It's all about and in and through and because of Christ Jesus. Everything good that we have or about our existence is owing to Christ. Christ Jesus and what he has done. All right, verse 8.
For by grace,
well, by grace
are ye saved.
Ye are having been and are saved. Perfect tense again, passive voice. You don't get saved. It's done to you. We were saved. And perfect tense, with continuing results, we are because we were. We were and we always are. Hallelujah. Saved. What?
Through faith.
We'll straighten that out. Through faith.
And that not of yourself.
That not of yourself. But most of God's people just let that just blow across past our heads. Not by grace we are having been saved, and that not of ourselves. It is what?
It is the gift of God.
It's a gift. That's what grace is, one of the means of grace, the components of grace. A gift, a benevolent, a benefit. Mm-hmm. It is the gift of God to us. Nine.
Not of works.
Yeah, another one. Just blows right past God's people here. It's not of works. Mm-hmm. Not of works. Why?
Lest any man should boast.
May boast having boasted. Mm-hmm. Praise God. All right. I love this one also. Verse 10.
For we are his workmanship.
We are his doings. We are his product. What?
Created in Christ Jesus.
Created in Christ Jesus. Matter of fact, we're still there. We are manifested in the created entity of time, but we are spiritually in Christ Jesus right now. Right now. Created in Christ Jesus. In eternity. In Christ Jesus. What?
Unto good works.
Unto good works.
Which God hath before ordained.
Which God hath before ordained or decreed. If he had not, and if he don't overrule our depravity. Remember now, we were decreed, walking just like the world in God's eternal decree. If God does not overrule our depravity. Hallelujah. Just like overruling the destructive forces of nature. When Jesus was sleeping in the ship and the storms came, was about to tear the ship apart and blast it abound, and he got up and said, "Peace be still," in the kingdom gospel. He overruled the depraved forces of nature. God has to overrule what he has decreed in us. All that being children of disobedience, like the children of wrath, desires of the flesh, fulfilling those lusts of the flesh. God has to overrule that so that to cause us to act like who we are. And I'm sure you're familiar with that. We used to have to sometimes tell our children when they're out, when they were younger, "Boy, act like you got some sense. Act like who you are. You weren't raised like that." Praise God. All right. So God has to overrule. And what? And what else, Ella? Which God had before ordained.
Which God had before ordained. That we should walk in them.
That we may walk, having walked. It was decreed. Our walk. Aorist subjunctive. The subjunctive portion is in time. The aorist tense is what God decreed in eternity. I want to entertain your mind from this topic of thought again, as I have in the past. Our prioritized eternal focusing of the churches, the one church, but the churches, that is the body of Christ, authoritative grace, dispensation, and covenantal scriptures as revealed to the Apostle Paul. Now you all see why I sit in Sunday school when I'm to minister. I prioritize. That is when you arrange in order of relative importance. I'll prioritize eternal, without beginning or ending, everlasting, changeless. I'll prioritize eternal focusing, the center of interest, attention, or concentration. I should be on eternality instead of physicality and temporality. Eternal focusing of the church's authoritative, and this is where we have missed the ball as the church in manifestation. Authoritative means proceeding from an official or the official source. The grace is saying, I'm saying that the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures as revealed to the Apostle Paul are authoritative to us. They proceed from the official source. That is the Lord Jesus. It is that which is able to be trusted or accounted as true. It is that which requires compliance or obedience. Authoritative directives. Our authoritative directives are in the grace covenantal scriptures. Let me put that another way, that subject matter another way. The church should be prioritizing the eternal focusing of the grace dispensational and covenantal scriptures authoritatively as revealed by our glorified Lord Jesus Christ exclusively to the Apostle Paul. That should be our directives, the grace covenantal scriptures, those 14 epistles that was revealed by the glorified our Lord Jesus Christ unto the Apostle Paul for the grace church, which is his body. I'm cognizant of the fact that the Lord Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I shall build my church. That is not the church, the grace church, the body of Christ. We are in it. That the body of Christ, the church, the body of Christ was not even revealed or manifested at that time. That was the kingdom church the Lord Jesus was mentioning unto the Apostle Peter. Listen to this. The average, I see I'm not going to get far today. The average, or maybe the overwhelming majority of saints, ministers, ministries, and children of God generally do not know that the Bible, the Word of God, has more than two divisions. That is Old and New Testaments. The majority of Christendom, God's people, do not know that. That the Bible has more than two divisions of Old and New Testament. Now let me clarify Testament. It's a covenant, a contract, or an agreement. But rather, the Bible has seven covenants belonging to seven dispensations, along with seven gospels or good messages, and it has six federal heads of the dispensations. You see why I said six. Adam was the federal head of two dispensations, each given by God in his dealing in the created entity of time and manifestation to his elect or his chosen. Let me bring out those seven dispensations, six federal heads, and seven covenants. The first dispensation, or rather, let me tell you what a dispensation is. It is the administration of an economy or the affairs, the administration or house rule, or the managing of the affairs of the house. In the house, in this instance, in each dispensation, God's elect in that dispensation. Covenant. A covenant is a pledge or alliance between two or more parties. God is one party, his elect is another. The covenants are either bilateral or unilateral. Bilateral mean all the bilateral meaning God's people have their responsibility and God has his part of the responsibility to effectuate or fulfill the covenant. Unilateral mean that all the responsibility is on God to fulfill the covenant and no responsibility is put on his elect or mankind. That is what our covenant, the grace dispensational covenant, is, a unilateral covenant. First we had innocence. It was a bilateral covenant. God told Adam, the day that you eat of this tree, that was a condition. God did his part, placed him in the beautiful garden. Adam had his part. Don't eat of the tree in the middle of the garden. It was a bilateral covenant. It was the Edenic covenant. Next we had consciousness, the Adamic covenant. It was also bilateral. Adam broke the contract, the agreement, and he was kicked out of the garden. Next we had human government. Noah was minding his own business and God went to him and told him he was going to destroy the world, build a boat. And the Lord told who was to come in. That was election. God chose who? He chose Noah. He chose who would come in. Noah's wife, his three sons, and their three wives. No one else. It was a unilateral covenant, and the Bible says the Lord shut them in. Noah was the federal head. Next we have promise, and we have the Abrahamic covenant. It was also unilateral. God went to Abraham down in Ur of the Chaldees, and he told him, come out from your family and your kindred to a land that I will show thee of, and I'll make you a great nation. A unilateral covenant. He said, I'll bless you and cause you to be a blessing. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you. Abraham didn't have to do anything, amen, for the fulfilling of that covenant or the effectuation of it. Everything God place on himself. Next we had law, bilateral covenant. If you keep my commandments, the Lord told Moses as he had him come up into the mountain and gave him the tablets of stone wherein was the law, if you keep my covenants, then and only then you'll be a peculiar treasure before me. For all the earth is mine, said the Lord. Then we had the introduction of the kingdom. John the Baptist came preaching, said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Our Lord Jesus came also preaching the introduction of the kingdom, say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. According to God's decree, Israel rejected the king, so the domain or the kingdom has been put on hold and is on hold to this day. It will be revived. In it, we have the Davidic, the Palestinian, and the New Covenant. The New Covenant replaces the Old Covenant. Israel broke God's covenant. God was at no surprise. You have to understand God's intent and purpose in giving the law. You have the condition of the law, which says do it or else. You have the intent of the law. God knew that they could not keep it, but for them to be drawn to dependence on him for their salvation. God has never left his elect by chance for their own salvation or make their own way. He has never given admission for us to trust in ourselves, our own doings. Praise God. But while that covenant is on hold, the kingdom dispensation is on hold, God had a secret. Hallelujah. He had a secret. It is called the grace dispensation. With the grace covenant and the grace gospel, everything is saturated. Everything is breathed grace. Grace means, as I said earlier, kindness. Amen. It means mercy. It means goodwill. It means favor. It means benefit. It means a gift. A gift. A real gift. Not the ones we get at Christmas. A real gift. At Christmas time, we get gifts of our family, our friends, folk that like us, folk that we like. But this is a real gift. You saw our, amen, how we were decreed. We had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. In our flesh, we were anti-God. Amen. But God give us grace, his grace. Continuing, all dispensations, all of the dispensations, and their exclusive individual covenants, each dispensation has its exclusive, only common to it, covenant and gospel or good news or good message. But all of them, all the dispensations have an eternal earthly focus or continuance and blessings, but one, ours, the grace dispensation. All of them have an earthly, eternal earthly focus, continuance, and blessings in the eternal earth. But ours, the churches, us, members of Christ's eternal, spiritual, glorified body. Our eternal abode, our eternal citizenship, our blessings, our true and lasting peace, hallelujah, our joy, our hope, our all is in the heavenlies in Christ. That is the sphere from which our gospel, our truth for the church, which is his body, the grace dispensational scriptural teachings, our gospel was given. That is the venue, the heavenlies in Christ's sphere. It was given by and through revelation of the mystery from Christ, the ultimate authority, Christ, to the Apostle Paul, for us, the church which is his body. In it contains our directives. You know I mentioned before what directives are. Directives are orders and instructions. They tell us what to do, how to do it, where to go, what to expect, who we are, where we are, what's ours, and when did it become ours. Everything that's ours is stored in Christ in eternity, where we truly, truly abide. Everything here is temporary. Amen. Our fleshly abode here is temporary. Right. Our eternal abode, where we actually abide spiritually, is in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Our scriptures, our directives, our dispensational and covenantal scriptures are from Romans to Hebrews, where the primary focus, or our primary focus, where it ought to be, our prioritized focusing is definitely from our scriptures. Our scriptures The grace covenant is definitely not in the earth in the temporary created entity of time. Our focus in our gospel does not point us in prioritization to the earth. It points us heavenless in Christ. But also, not prioritization-wise, that is, in the eternal earth. But rather, our prioritization is not in the eternal earth or the eternal earthly, but rather in the eternal spiritual, in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus, Lord of us. Hallelujah. Now, back, if you've left it, back to Ephesians chapter 2, beginning verse 5. We're talking about our prioritize, that which we arrange in order of relative importance. Our prioritize eternal focusing of the church's authoritative, our authority, our primary authority is the grace, dispensational, and covenantal scriptures that was revealed by the Lord, resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ to the Apostle Paul, called the mystery. This is your gospel. I pray God you listen up. Verse 5, even being us, God decreed it, but even being us dead in the sins and all the wrongdoings, made us, or God made us alive together in Christ, or in the Christ. Christ was alive. We were dead in the trespasses and sins. But God made or created and decreed us alive and together with, in, and by the Lord of us, Jesus Christ. That's the dative case. The two aspects of the dative case is locative and instrumental. Locative is in the locale of. Instrumental is by the means of. We are everything of Christ Jesus. We are in him. He is our life. By means, and I'm reading from the exegeted Greek text, in Christ, in the Christ, by means of grace, by means of grace, in the sphere, again dative, in the sphere of grace. Everything about us is grace. Well, I messed up. I messed up again. Oh no, not again. You still under grace. Didn't I just read our decreed lot in our manner of life? And you don't have to give nobody no license to sin. You've heard it 1,000 times before. We have been decreed a sinful nature. God has to overrule it and cause us to do that which is like Christ, who we really are members of his body. By means of grace, you are, having been, perfect tense, and are saved. It's all by grace. Let me give another corroboration. In case somebody, somewhere around the world, or in here, did not fully, still don't fully believe it. Elder Nickerson, please get me Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to take verses 1 through 8, and I won't give much comment. Verses 1 through 8 of Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. It's all of grace.
Yes.
Our authority is the grace dispensational scriptures.
Yes.
We're in the grace dispensation.
Yes.
Our gospel is of grace,
yes,
as we're going to see more of. Here we go, the grace dispensation, in case somebody didn't believe me or still foggy at mine. Beginning verse 1, Elder.
For this cause,
Paul writes,
I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord Jesus held him prisoner. Why?
For you Gentiles.
For us. The grace dispensation is primarily, not exclusively, primarily made up of Gentiles or manifested Gentiles and Jews as well in the grace dispensation, members of the body of Christ. Read, Elder, verse 2.
If you have heard,
or since indeed you have heard
of the dispensation of the grace of God,
of the dispensation, the house rule, the administration, the economy, God's dealing in grace. It's the genitive case, and it's singular. Not grace and law, not grace and kingdom, but grace. That which is of, owned by, belong to grace. And grace belongs to God. The grace of God. The dispensation of the grace of God. Now here's the clincher.
Yes.
What else, Elder?
Which was given me.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't given him in the book of Acts. Initially. This is the aorist tense, an aorist participle, and the passive voice. It was given him in eternity in God's decree. It's all in God's saying, saints. Everything, your course, and every twist and turn and tweak in your course is by eternal decree. Your continuance, your stopping, your going, your hanging, your jumping up and down. Everything is decreed of God in the course that is assigned for you. God is not going to lose you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We'd have been turning his hand loose. Some of us don't want him to hold it. You know how children are. Why don't you hold my hand? But God has us. We are in Christ. In Christ. Which is given what?
Which is given me.
Which
you.
Is given me and Peter.
To you, Ward.
Is that what it says, me and Peter?
No.
Given me, Paul said.
To you, Ward.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What? Read.
How that by revelation.
By revelation.
He made known unto me.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery.
Mm-hmm.
As I wrote afore in a few words.
In a few words. That's why we said, if indeed you heard. All right. Verse 4.
Whereby.
When you read.
You may understand.
In reading the grace dispensational and covenantal scriptures, you'll understand what?
My knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
You won't understand this in Deuteronomy. You won't understand this in Isaiah. You will understand this in Genesis. You will understand that this was given us by the Lord Jesus Christ in reading and the Holy Spirit giving you the illumination in reading the grace dispensational and covenantal scriptures. What else about these scriptures, our dispensational scriptures and covenant?
Which in other ages? Was not made known.
Not. Isaiah and the whole bunch never knew this. Uh-huh.
Unto the sons of men.
Yes, all of them.
As now revealed. Unto his holy apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And prophets by the Spirit.
Peter didn't know this, so strike that apostle out. This is only known by revelation to the grace apostles. Mm-hmm. Barnabas and Paul and Silas and Timothy and the lot. And the prophets, you can read Acts 15 and 32. A couple of them are mentioned there. All right, verse 6, Ella.
That the Gentiles. Should be fellow heirs.
Uh-huh.
And?
Not should be, but are. That's a present infinitive. Present. We are fellow heirs and what? What?
In the same
of
body.
Of the same body.
And partakers.
Partakers.
Of his promise.
God's promise. Our Father's promise. Where?
In Christ by
where
the gospel.
We truly abide by the gospel. By the gospel. Elder, I want you to read the last two words of this sixth verse, the gospel, and read, go right into without breathing, the first six words of the seventh verse. Start with the gospel.
The gospel.
Uh-huh. Don't stop, Ella.
Which was made.
The gospel
whereof I was made.
I was made.
A minister.
A minister. Not the kingdom gospel. The grace gospel was revealed to the Apostle Paul. According to what?
According to the gift of the grace of God.
Yes.
Given unto
grace.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
By the effectual working of his power.
Of his power. And verse 8.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Who am less than the least of all his saints.
Yes.
Is this grace given.
Yep.
That I should preach
among
the Gentiles.
Among the Gentiles.
The unsearchable.
The untrackable. Woo, they can't be tracked out in the old writings. None of the writings. The untrackable what?
Riches of Christ.
Riches of Christ Jesus. Paul said, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. God set up the man who is less likely to be looked on as saved. By Paul's past life. Mm-hmm. By Paul's past life, he was set up to manifest that God, you can't rule nobody out of salvation. Mm-hmm. Let's stop doing that. In my time, and according to assessment, mm-hmm. I threw a lot of folk in hell. Mm-hmm. But there's just one guy. Just one. I never could bring myself to assign him to hell. You're looking at him. Mm-hmm. Paul, I mean, no one, whatever they do, you cannot say that they are not saved. You cannot.
Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you why, and why Paul said that. Me who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given. He knew of grace because he had to be saved and it manifested out of grace. Mm-hmm. Paul, as a young man, his lot, his everyday habit was to find those that were calling on the name of Jesus to either drag them in to be done in or ostracized or to have them killed graveyard dead. Mm-hmm. Paul purposely sought out those that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Whether they were in a church setting, a group setting such as this, whether they were in their home, whether they were out in the byways, he purposely sought out those that believed on Christ to have them killed or at least persecuted. And another thing he wanted to do, that'll show you that you cannot rule anybody out that they are not saved. We just don't know.
Amen.
He calls them to blaspheme the name of Christ. Blaspheme means to speak evil of. He calls them at the threat of death to speak evil and denounce the name of Jesus, that he was a phony. Mm-hmm. That he was not who he said he was.
Man.
But unto him was this grace manifested. Hallelujah. He's the prime example that the Lord chose. That the Lord established. Amen. To magnify grace. And Paul didn't wait till the Damascus. It was not at the Damascus Road encounter where he met Jesus that Paul became a member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And an apostle.
Amen.
Oh, glory. No.
Amen.
That is manifestation.
Amen.
Paul said, he chose me from my mother's womb being an apostle.
Amen.
In eternity before the creation of the world.
Amen.
Amen. God had decreed that this man would be an apostle. Amen. Just like us. Just Amen. Like us. Everybody that's in the body of Christ, we were decreed in before we were spanked and said,
Amen.
Hallelujah, in time.
Amen.
In eternity. God's workings are in eternity and they are finished. Everything.
Amen.
The course that God has assigned to us is done. It's finished.
Yes.
And you can't help but go down that course.
Amen.
So when you meet a blip or a glitch or a distasteful or a disconcerting or disheartening circumstance, say, Lord, what is this for? Not what is this? What's it for? My course has been assigned to me. Not only my salvation, but my course in time. It's a sign. It's a sign. Hallelujah. All right, back one more verse. I wanted to get further. I told you I didn't think I was going to get far. Verse 6 of Ephesians chapter 2 says, and has raised us up together and made us all eternal workings sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Verse 7. In order that, for the purpose that, hallelujah, he might show having shown. I told you everything was done. It's in God's saying. It's in the decree of his saying, not when we see it. This is an aorist tense also. It's in the subjunctive mood. Now, that he might show, having shown. That's the way we express the subjunctive aorist. In the ages, the coming. In the ages, the coming. Having a time aspect by the subjunctive mood, a probability. Having or giving inference of a time aspect, but the primary exhibition of it is eternally. In the ages, if you will, of eternity. But it begins now. God, the coming, the surpassing, the immeasurable, the tremendous love that surpasses the knowledge of the richness of the grace of him. Oh, God is going to reveal throughout the ages the richness of his grace. And we'll be able to stand it. Because here we are limited. We're limited by everything. Limited Amen. By laws. Limited Amen. By physical circumstances. Limited Amen. By financial circumstances. Limited by abilities. Limited by everything.
Amen.
But in eternality, in our spiritual glorified in the body of Christ existence, we won't be limited to nothing. Oh, glory to God. We'll be able to soak in and experience all the richness, the wealth, the abundance, the extreme enrichment and generosity of the grace of him in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Verse 8. And I'm cognizant of the time still. For or since. Since by the grace. There's that grace. We only find this. Let me see you go over in the other parts of the Bible and find this. About Gentiles. About members of the body of Christ. About us. For by the grace we are having been saved. Through or by means of faithfulness. And or but also this. This. The grace.
Yes.
The being saved.
Yes.
The faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Yes.
Out of you.
Out of you.
Of God. Genitive case. Of God the gift. Of God the gift.
Amen.
Let me tell you something about faithfulness. The church world, and I'm going to end on this. The church world has a thing about our faith being what saves us. It is not our faith that saves us. It is the faithfulness in eternity of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, and all the workings of God, as everything else in creation, was done, finished, completed in eternity. The faith, we talked much about the faith of Abraham, as we were discussing in the Bible class the other night. Abraham was not saved by his faith or his faithfulness. Faithfulness was a sign to him. Faith was a sign unto Abraham. Let's look at it. Let's look at it. The Lord told him, say, come out from among your kindred unto a land that I'll show you. Come away from your kinfolk. Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees, but he took Lot with him. He didn't come out from among his kinfolk. He took Lot with him. Now, if it were me, I looked at Abraham, and I'd appoint to Lot, and I'd say, what's he doing here? But God is merciful, and God has created everything from the beginning unto the ending, and everything in between. It's finished. And it was in God's purpose. All right? He got down into the land. And he didn't like what he saw. We know about that, don't we? We don't like what we see. He said, I ain't got to stand for this mess. Abraham said, I'm out of here. He went down into Egypt. The Lord told him, because of a, you say, well, it was a famine in the land. I left too. No. Is anything too hard for God? Amen. When Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac, there was a ram. He didn't put the ram in the bush. God provided. Is anything too hard for the Lord? As the Lord asked Sarah, Abraham's wife, he went down in Egypt. When he got down in Egypt, he told his wife to lie. You know how self-preservation is. Self-preservation is the first principle of the flesh. Lie so they won't kill me and take you. Say you're my sister. It was a deception. Therefore, it was a lie. Praise God. And then, it didn't stop there. When God promised Abraham a son, Abraham laughed. It didn't say he smiled. In Genesis 17:17, he laughed. But we focus on Sarah in Genesis 18 and 12, that she laughed. But Abraham laughed too. Where's the faith of Abraham? He didn't do what God told him, move away from all his kindred. He didn't stay in the land that God sent him to. He lied about his wife. Praise God. And he laughed. When God told him he was going to get a son in his old age, he cracked up. So where's the faithfulness of Abraham? Same thing about us. It's not out of our faith. It's according to the faithfulness of Christ. We haven't been faithful. We haven't sought after. We didn't run after God. We were caused to. If we ran or walked, we were caused to be drawn to God. God drew us to him, drew us by his grace and his unmerited favor. Bless his holy name. One more time. I prioritize that which should be first. Eternal focusing of the church, the body of Christ, our authoritative grace, dispensational and covenantal contract scriptures as revealed to the Apostle Paul. The grace scriptures from Romans to Hebrews are our authoritative scriptures that was revealed to the Apostle Paul for the grace church, the body of Christ, us in the grace dispensation. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, God.
Oh, hallelujah.